Ancient democracy. In the ancient world, freedom of speech wasn't the norm. Laws and civilizations like the Hittites punished those who criticized their rulers severely. Even religious texts, like the Bible, advocated harsh penalties for those who spoke against God and King. Across cultures like the Egyptians and Chinese, restrictions on speech were rigid, especially for marginalized groups like slaves and women. However, amidst this backdrop, the Athenians stood out. Renowned figures like Demosthenes championed free speech as vital for democracy and freedom. They believed in the power of open dialogue to uphold democratic values. Yet, this belief faced a setback during a coup in 411 BC, which saw the suppression of free expression in Athens. Athenian democracy was direct and populist, while Roman democracy was hierarchical and elitist. Roman thinkers saw Athenian democracy as chaotic and easily controlled by the ignorant masses. Philosopher and orator Cicero argued that only the political elite should have free speech. The impact of the printing press on free speech. In the 12th century, Islamic regions in Christian Europe saw a surge in philosophical inquiry, leading to the establishment of universities. Early Islamic thinkers like Ibn al-Rawandi, Razis, and Avicenna were known for their radical ideas. Johannes Gutenberg's invention of the printing press around 1450 transformed free speech in Europe. It allowed ideas to spread quickly and made books more accessible. Between 1450 and 1500, European printers produced about 13 million books, surpassing the number created by scribes in the previous 1,000 years. By 1600, over 200 million books had been printed, making them cheaper and increasing literacy in Europe. Initially, the Catholic Church supported this new technology, but soon started to censor books, with popes calling for regulation. The true potential of the printing press was realized when Martin Luther challenged the church's authority in 1517. He published his works in German, making them accessible to ordinary people. By 1530, around 2 million copies of his writings had been printed. The Holy Roman Emperor banned Luther's works, but Luther's translation of the New Testament into German encouraged literacy. Peasants could now read the New Testament and form their own opinions, leading to a revolt and the rise of new Christian groups like the Anabaptists. However, Luther was not an advocate for free speech in general. He only supported his right to speak freely. Before he died in 1546, he wrote anti-Semitic texts and called for the confiscation and burning of Jewish books, as well as the destruction of synagogues and Jewish schools. The Dutch Republic, a beacon of freedom. In the 16th century, Europe changed with the printing press and Protestantism. More Europeans wanted pluralism, freedom of conscience, and press freedom. After the Inquisition's harsh rule, the Low Countries' Protestant regions rebelled against the Catholic Spanish Habsburg Empire, leading to the Dutch Republic's creation in 1581. This republic declared religious freedom as a fundamental right at the Union of Utrecht in 1579, becoming a haven for radical thinkers like Pierre Bayle, John Locke, and René Descartes. However, the Dutch didn't always practice religious tolerance or officially recognize press freedom. Dutch writer Dirk Coornhert promoted tolerance and freedom of conscience, arguing that religious persecution was unchristian and destabilizing. Baruch Spinoza, a radical Jewish philosopher from Portugal, challenged religious texts' authority, advocating for free thought and speech. Frenchman Pierre Bayle, who fled to the Dutch Republic in 1681, argued for press freedom, even for controversial books, believing that exposing heresy allowed people to refute it. British advocates for freedom. In Britain, individuals like Thomas Helwys, a Baptist, argued for universal freedom of conscience, including for Muslims, Jews, and various heretics, as early as 1612. John Merton, another Baptist, asserted that no one had the right to punish blasphemers. Poet John Milton also condemned censorship, stating that it hindered learning and the pursuit of truth. Despite promises from King Charles II to promote religious freedom and free speech after the repressive rule of Oliver Cromwell, Parliament rejected these principles. This led to years of persecution for those who did not conform to the official Anglican doctrine, the Enlightenment and freedom of speech. The European Enlightenment promoted rationality, challenging traditional beliefs, and promoting secularism. However, despite advocating for freedom of speech, political security for this freedom and for a free press needed to be improved. While some measures, like the Toleration Act in England and policies in the Dutch Republic, offered exemptions for Catholics, Jews, and certain Protestant sects, authorities still limited toleration. This period saw a significant increase in the production of books and pamphlets, particularly in England after the ban on pre-publication censorship in 1695. In the past, Dutch printers created an underground network similar to today's dark web to publish controversial works. For instance, Elie Lujac, a Dutch publisher, published an atheist tract called Man a Machine by Julian Offre de la Mettrie. Lujac believed in the right to publish even if he disagreed with the content. De la Mettrie argued that philosophical and religious differences should be settled through debate, not legal restrictions. In the 18th century, British writers known as radical Whigs penned Cato's Letters, a powerful defense of free speech. They argue that freedom of speech and freedom itself are interconnected. If one is restricted, both suffer. France's old regime censored books that challenged its authority, but censorship eased after Louis XIV died in 1715. Denis Diderot and Jean-Laurent d'Alembert, prominent advocates for free speech, wrote an encyclopedia aiming to encompass all knowledge. This encyclopedia questioned the authority of the church and monarchy, pushing the boundaries of acceptable speech and nearly facing censorship. The American Revolution helped create a bulwark of liberty. Modern scholars believe that freedom of speech is a key part of the American identity since the nation's founding. The U.S. Constitution bans any official censorship, including suppression of political or religious views, establishing American free speech exceptionalism. Printing came to America in 1638, but Harvard College's printed materials faced quick censorship. Both British and colonial laws punished people for criticizing the government or making sacrilegious comments. To keep the peace between Protestants and Catholics, colonial Americans established religious tolerance, as seen in the Maryland Toleration Act of 1649 and Pennsylvania's 1682 Act for Freedom of Conscience. In the early 1700s, authorities jailed Benjamin Franklin's older brother for publishing political satire. Franklin reprinted it and wrote that free speech and free government are essential partners. The rise of American public discourse and freedom of the press. Between 1750 and 1776, over 400 pamphlets were published by colonial Americans discussing the worsening relationship between Britain and the American colonies. This use of print technology created a new American public sphere. One significant pamphlet, Thomas Paine's Common Sense, argued against monarchy and for independence, selling thousands of copies and moving the colonies toward action. Nearly a month before Congress approved Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, the Virginia Declaration of Rights made freedom of the press a state law. In 1791, Congress ratified the First Amendment, stating, "Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press." Challenges to freedom of speech in the 20th century. In the 20th century, both the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany severely restricted freedom of speech and the press, highlighting the importance of protecting these rights in democratic societies. While freedom of speech is a fundamental value, it can also be misused to promote hatred, violence, and confusion. This dual nature underscores the need for vigilance in preserving democracy. When Vladimir Lenin arrived in Russia in 1917, the post-revolution provisional government initially affirmed freedom of speech and the press. However, Lenin sought to close the bourgeois press, believing that the state should control the press to represent the voice of the people. This led to the formal destruction of press freedom in Russia under the Bolshevik government. Historical and modern challenges. By the 1930s, Joseph Stalin's government had established thousands of censors and controlled all publications, further limiting freedom of speech and the press in Russia. After World War I, Germany's Weimar Republic faced threats from both the right and left, but upheld freedom of speech by forbidding censorship. However, its constitution had a flaw. It allowed the government to suspend all rights, including freedom of speech and the press, if it deemed the people's safety was at risk. Today, liberal democracies grapple with how to handle extreme voices without resorting to censorship. Similarly, autocratic countries often restrict press freedom and free speech, endangering journalists. These challenges highlight the ongoing struggle to balance security with freedom of expression. The digital age and freedom of speech. In today's digital age, democracy relies heavily on freedom of speech, but the internet also poses threats that can undermine democracies worldwide. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt emphasized the importance of fundamental freedoms, including freedom of speech, in his 1941 State of the Union speech. This sentiment was echoed in the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the 1966 International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Initially, the Internet was envisioned as a utopian space for the free exchange of ideas, but by the 21st century, figures like Alex Jones were spreading harmful misinformation on social media platforms like Facebook. The rise of hate speech online has raised concerns about the impact of unrestricted online speech. The hate speech online can lead to psychological harm, violence, and crimes. Restricting free speech is not the solution. Studies suggest that preserving freedom of expression reduces violence and extremism. However, platforms like Facebook and Twitter face challenges in moderating hate speech effectively. Despite its drawbacks, social media may have a net positive impact. The digital age is still in its early stages, and platforms like Google, Facebook, and Twitter have the potential to do more good than harm in the long run. The digital age presents both opportunities and challenges for freedom of speech and democracy. While it is important to address the harmful effects of hate speech online, it is equally crucial to protect and preserve the principles of free expression that are essential for democratic societies to thrive. Key points. 1. Athenians championed democracy and free speech in ancient times. 2. The printing press and Martin Luther's Reformation revolutionized free speech. 3. The 16th century Dutch Republic promoted freedom of speech and conscience. 4. Enlightenment ideals supported free speech but lacked political security for it. 5. The American Revolution bolstered liberty and free speech. 6. The 20th century saw attacks on free speech by the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany, while the digital age poses new threats to democracy and free speech.